The following is the realization of His Holiness Sridhar Swami.
Prakat, aprakat. Sometimes the devotee is manifest in a physical form, and sometimes the devotee, by the grace of Krishna, gives up the physical form. Srila Prabhupada wrote to Jayananda after his departure that if you have thought of Krishna at the time of death, then you have gone to him. If not, then Krishna, because you're his devotee, Krishna has given you another chance in a much better situation for you to advance in devotional service. But because you are thinking of Krishna, there's every good indication that you have gone to him. So that was Jayananda, undisputably a saint, a pure devotee who was not Indian or American. He was just a pure person. So what can I say about Nandarani? I could say for her parents, I could say yes, definitely she has gone back to Krishna, and they would feel better, and I would feel nice. And but the reality is that if she was thinking of Krishna at the time of death, then she has gone to Krishna. And if by some chance she had even some material desires left, then Krishna will give her another chance to perform devotional service and fulfill her material desires. But because she was a young girl, pure and innocent, and a devotee, sincerely trying to serve her spiritual master, her parents, the Vaishnavas, there's a good chance that she crossed over to the other side. In which case, there's nothing to lament. Oh, of course we cry, but in reality, she's in a better place than we are. So we're happy for her. In the teachings of Lord Kapila, Srila Prabhupada paraphrases a discussion between Arjuna and Krishna. Arjuna says that this is all very fine. You're telling me that I'm not this body, that I'm spirit soul, that I should fight. But these are my teachers. These are my relatives. These are my friends. I cannot find it so easy to kill them. And Krishna says, yes, Arjuna, because you're attached, you will have to suffer. So we have to suffer. What to do? We enjoyed the love, and now we feel pain. Our mind feels bewildered. Some people, their faith is even shaken. How could Krishna allow this to happen? I'm a devotee. My wife is a devotee. My daughter was a devotee. Why do such things happen to devotees? Well, Krishna does these things to give us a chance to become better devotees. I know. I have lost many dear friends. I almost lost myself. I'm still in danger. It's a test. If I feel I'm a victim, then I'm in big trouble. If I allow my mind to think that I'm a victim, then I will get wrapped up in confusion and ignorance, and I will fail the test. I'll feel sorry for myself. Actually, Arjuna was thinking of himself. His biggest mistake was to think, if I kill, then I will not be happy. He was not thinking, what will make Krishna happy? He's thinking, how can I be happy? I, me, and mine. It's hard to apply the philosophy in times like this. I went through so much deep pain and suffering 5 or 6 years ago, discovering my disease. I thought, Krishna, why me? What have I done, Prabhupada? I'm sorry. Please, what did I do? And I cried and cried. I went to his samadhi, Mayapur. I couldn't understand for months. And then Krishna came to me in different ways. Devotees I'd never met came forward to help me. And I knew that Prabhupada was taking care. I have one prayer that from the Bible, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Beautiful prayer. Sermon on the Mount. So I know now that whatever happens is an opportunity for me to learn and grow, and I need not fear anything. Everything is for good. And I have to be aware of this opportunity and learn. Any of my disciples, they're very dear to me. I love them like my own children. But if Krishna takes them away for a better purpose, I will not give up my faith in Krishna. He can do anything to me. Aslishava padartham pinastu mam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva yatatata vidadatu lampato mat prana nata Prananath, you're the Lord of my life in any situation. And that is my test. So, most devotees only learn the philosophy, but it doesn't go very deep. They're never tested. Krishna only tests those devotees who are fortunate. Big tests, we say, yes, but big reward for passing those tests. We can't control the material world. We can't control the life and death of even ourselves, what to speak of others. So, live and learn, because tomorrow you will die.